I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
All That Jazz, with your host, Kernan Cross, presenting lyrical mainstream jazz with New Orleans swing and bop influences. Stay tuned, won't you?
Harlem Airshaft, that's the early version of a Duke Ellington orchestra, Harlem Airshaft. Well, hello everyone, this is Kernan welcoming you to All That Jazz. Thanks a lot for tuning in today as we present a program of Duke Ellington's music. Harlem Airshaft came from the sounds that Duke Ellington heard in Harlem, the sounds of the neighborhood coming up through the air shaft where he lived. Let me take that back. He didn't live in an air shaft. He heard the sounds coming through the air shaft in the apartment building where he lived. It was written in 1940, and it was in the Duke Ellington Band repertoire until 1967, We heard Clark Terry as a soloist on that number. In this program, I'll not try to give you a lot of information about Duke Ellington. I wouldn't know where to start, and I'm certainly not an expert on his music, except to say he had a long and continuing influence on jazz and music in general. There is, however, a band, the Novel Jazz Septet, whose members are experts in the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, led by Dr. Barney Balch on trombone. Here's the Novel Jazz Septet with the Ellington number Mr. Gentle and Mr. Cool. Thank you. the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn on this hour of All That Jazz. We left off with Mr. Gentle and Mr. Cool by the Novel Jazz Septet, and then continued with Echoes of Harlem, Steve Turay on trombone. And that's another tune influenced by the sounds which Duke Ellington heard on the street in Harlem. We then went to Dave Frischberg, solo piano, The Mooch, and finished with Thelonious Monk, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Here's the genuine article. It's Duke Ellington with Johnny Hodges. Don't get around much anymore. Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. It was the Duke Ellington Orchestra, but not Duke Ellington, with arrangements by Billy Strayhorn. Billy Strayhorn on piano, and original Ellington Orchestra members Lawrence Brown on trombone and Harry Carney on saxophone. Here is the Duke Ellington Orchestra, recorded in 1959 with Duke Ellington. This is Blues in Orbit. Thank you. recorded in 1959, as I said, and you'll remember that that was the beginning, the heart of the space race between the United States and Russia, so it's an appropriately named tune. Here are two numbers, Duke Ellington and his orchestra once again, from the album And His Mother Called Him Bill, in tribute to Billy Strayhorn, who was an arranger, a musician, and became the very best friend of Duke Ellington. This is for our medical friends. It's Blood Count and UMMG, which is Upper Manhattan Medical Group. Thank you. The unmistakable piano sound of Duke Ellington, Upper Manhattan Medical Group.
I thought I knew the feeling when it started, and when we parted, I felt a pain. But this time something in me sang a plain song. This is the same song it sang. So this is love. This trembling of the heart. The pain when I'm apart from you. Well, I declare, I swear I would have never known that this is love. The thrill of being near, the aching urge to hear you say, you'll be my all. I thought that I had felt all emotions. I thought that I had seen everything. I thought my heart was through with devotions. But then you came along with spring. Oh, so this is love. The aching in my head, the way my face turns red when someone mentions your name. Well, I declare, so this is love. But then
this aching in my head, the way my face turns red when someone mentions your name. Well, I declare, so this is love. Thank you.
Written by Billy Strayhorn, that's Chelsea Bridge, one of the more familiar tunes performed by Duke Ellington's orchestra. We heard Hank Jones on piano, Joe Lovano, tenor saxophone, Paul Motion, drums, and George Mraz on bass. Before that, a more obscure number, also written by Billy Strayhorn, So This Is Love, featuring Bill Charlap on piano and Diane Reeves vocal. Let's return to the novel Jazz Septet. Their album is called Ellington and Strayhorn Rediscovered. It's a collection of tunes which are not often heard and were not often recorded by Duke Ellington. There are some standards on here as well, but here is one of the tunes which is not often heard. We'll end this segment featuring Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn's music with the Novel Jazz Septet and Country Gal. Thank you. it's closing time once again. Perhaps you've heard some music that you've liked here today on All That Jazz. I'll leave you with my thanks, and I will see you next time here on Skedampfe's Owl Radio.